The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Pretty bizarre.
A bizarre?
It is, actually, because it's deserted. I mean, you can see, like, a full swath of destruction through the center of it. Something walked through here and shredded it. And they haven't got everything back together yet.
I wanted to make a dessert joke. I just imagine, like, giant Godzilla footprints and... have to walk around hills and.
I mean, you saw Demogorgon shaped.
Mm.
You saw Demogorgon. You know he's not like Godzilla sized, but he's big enough that he can tear a path through wherever he wants to go.
Depends on which Godzilla.
That's true.
Is he more like King Kong sized?
Again, depends on which King Kong.
Yeah.
Trogdor and I can't remember for the life of me what Lucas's character is. Mm-hmm.
Emo McEmerson.
Emo McEmerson.
Jaren.
You hear... I mean, it's not anywhere around where you are right now, but you hear a clack. And then a while later, you hear from another direction two clacks. Sounds like somebody banging rocks together.
Like some sort of Morse code?
I don't know.
Kind of like an int check or something? What you want?
Your intelligence is high enough. I know you could at least figure out that it's a signal and a response.
Yeah, they're communicating.
Somebody is.
Right.
Anything you guys are...
I wanted to asininely ask you if someone riding an invisible horse comes around the corner.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Give me another charisma or a group deception check.
We're about to get attacked.
16.
17, Jeff. You know how high I have to roll to get a 17? Pretty fucking high.
Yeah.
11.
Okay.
19 total.
Sweet. You guys are doing good. You make it through the bazaar. As you're leaving the bazaar.
We didn't get attacked.
You no,
shocked.
Unless you guys really fuck up, I'm not gonna throw like a patrol at you to say who the hell are you guys.
I just figured somebody was gonna rob us, and they were signaling each other.
As you get through to the other side of the bazaar, you see this massive statue of Loth, kind of like a water fountain type shrine type whatever. You see little offerings around it. Everything like that.
Except it's spilling acid and not water.
No, it's spilling water.
Water shooting out of all of her nips. Very stylish. It's classy.
It doesn't appear damaged.
No, this one looks in good shape.
Okay.
Rolling on.
Another question I actually had about, I was going to ask earlier.
Sure.
I forgot. Because I don't quite remember, or maybe slash no. Does Loth... I know it's a matriarchal society. Does right. Loth make it that way, or does she really care who worships her?
She absolutely cares who worships her. And the people in charge are given power by Loth to control everyone else.
Okay, so she's specifically empowering women.
It's all priestesses.
Right.
Yeah. Specifically the matron mothers, right?
The matron mothers are all high priestesses.
Right. I didn't know how the funnel ran necessarily, so.
What do you mean?
Like,
do they worship the god, or does the god enforce the power?
Yeah.
They worship the god, and they enforce
Was this once a patriarchal society, and it was overthrown, you know, sort of thing, you know? I'm trying to wonder motives here, especially with Loth being the only one that's left in the abyss, like... Just there's some oddness to some of that to me.
Why is that?
Like, I don't know.
What kind of offerings have been left, Jeff?
You see coin, you see gems,
severed dwarf's feet.
I mean, that wouldn't be out of line. Something along those lines. It would probably be a severed elf head.
Is there anything? Are there material goods, or is it predominantly coins and sacrifices?
Yeah, sure. There's other stuff.
I don't know if people would throw down, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something that would make a decent honoring.
You're heading into the part of the city that is the merchants. The homes of the merchants, okay. And things like that. Merchants and tradesmen. So, yeah, it wouldn't be out of line to find stuff like that set as offerings. Stuff they've crafted with their own hands or whatever.
Sure.
Maybe daggers.
Okay. Since we're heading into a nicer part of town, I will continue to keep my head down and not ask questions.
Okay.
We will roll on.
Rolling on. Okay.
Making my way downtown.
Would it be odd for Grin to not make an offering?
I don't know how we bring that up to him.
No, Grin would know what he needs to do.
Okay.
Grin grew up in Drow society. He knows what's expected of him. He's playing the part.
Got it.
If there is something that he should be doing, he would be doing it.
Got it.
Even if Jeff's not thinking to specify it. So nobody's messing with the statue. Nobody's doing anything with the offerings. Nothing like that.
It seems like a really good way to break cover and no.
Sweet. You hear more clacks. You guys...
Do we all hear clacks, or is it just the two of them? Because you gave it just to the two of them earlier.
I did just give it to the two of them. It would just be the two of them unless they are pointing it out to everybody.
Did you say that they're coming from more like where the slaves are? Or just...
As you hear them again, it sounds like it's coming from behind you. Just like it did before. And then response from another part of the town ahead of you.
Okay. I will just, like, motion as if, like, I'm hearing something. Because I don't want to necessarily cause, like... I don't know, I feel like turning around and talking to you might cause suspicion.
Okay, everybody roll an insight check. No, not you, Troy. I'm sorry. The other ones who were trying to understand what you're hand-waving.
I was going to make a stupid joke, but I actually rolled well. 20.
He found shit.
See, insight. I rolled a 12.
You think his ear itches.
17.
I rolled a 17.
Okay, yeah.
You said insight?
Yes.
17.
Okay. Yeah, you guys pick up on what he's trying to...
Putting down.
Trying to express, yes.
I look at Lucas and I go like this.
No, it goes like this. Or whatever.
This thing?
No, you don't want to do that.
Oh, good. They all just did it right in the middle of town.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's not what I'm talking about. That's the bad sign.
Oh, right. Was that not you guys?
For the listening audience, Grady just
did...
That's
the little rascals.
Yeah.
Grady just did Mind Flayer tentacles at Lucas, and then everybody did the upside down spider thing.
Hey, not everybody. In fact.
Okay, I'm getting confused at my years of playing... D&D, so that clearly wasn't this group, so that hand sign means literally nothing to you. We used to do that whenever we wanted someone to cast, like, either detect magic or detect evil, because there was somebody, he was a paladin, and he had a beard, and whenever he would detect evil, because you could come up with however it was, his beard would turn in the direction and wiggle at the evil.
I do remember you telling me that.
So what I'm saying is, hey Lucas, detect magic!
In Min's brands, and it would just rip out of his face in all directions.
But he would know. He would be. What I'm saying is, may be possible to identify something if it's within X number of feet behind.
Since we're not trying to turn around and make a commotion, could I just, like, offer up to Trogdor the Second, be like, can you just ask Grin what's going on, since he probably knows what these clacks are?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll ask Grim what he thinks about these. I'm hearing these call and response clacks.
I don't know. Somebody's following us. Keep an eye out.
My eye goes backwards.
That's why I didn't know if Lucas right, had anything to detect them.
I don't have to detect magic.
You're a wizard, right? Okay. Just
Just making sure.
I cast detect magic. The not wizard.
Right.
Counterspell. Wait, shit.
Wizard.
Right. Are you is that your casting style, or are you?
I mean, it would be as
he just goes boing
as least conspicuous as possible.
Yeah, I know. Make me a roll. I don't care if you want to do a deception or a stealth or whatever. I just want to see if you're going to draw attention to yourself.
28. You said make you a roll.
Yes, a stealth or a deception. Pick one.
Stealth would be better.
That's 18. Pretty good. That's pretty good. I'll take it. There is all kinds of shit magical around you. What do you want to know about? Within 30 feet of you.
Right. I would look ahead and in front of me and back of me to see if I'm seeing something distinctly the same.
Distinctly the same how?
Magically. I don't know.
You say there were two invisible people communicating through clicks and clacks.
Yeah. You couldn't see them with detect magic.
All right. Say there are two
uses
people
of prestidigitation to make a fucking clacking noise.
Yes.
If the person is standing within 30 feet of you casting it, then yes, you'd be able to see it.
60.
You see magic around the lights. They are very obviously a continual flame or something like that. There are like street lights. The area is dimly lit. Everything like that. That Loth statue glows really fucking bright.
What kind?
Conjuration.
Really?
That's weird and scary.
Did Jerlaxle give us any sort of call sign?
What do you mean?
For the people we're supposed to meet?
No, he said somebody would contact you.
Okay. My money is that it's on Bregan to Earth and they're watching us.
We can hope that's what it is.
It's the most likely thing.
True.
I think. Either that or Jeff's going to jump us either way.
Moving forward?
Yep.
Well, what else are we going to
do? Move backward.
Slide to the left.
Crisscross.
Crisscross. Dun, dun.
Everybody clap your hands.
Before you get... You know that the next section of town is Eastmere, where you're heading. Before you cross over into that section, you see a handful of drow step out before you, blocking your way.
Okay. I stop pulling the cart, or pushing the cart, or whatever I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Do I see anything magical on them?
That lasts for a minute, right?
10.
10? Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Like you almost fucking got away from it. But ha! Sorry.
These ones, no.
Okay.
Maybe a cloak, maybe a pin. Nothing like super intensely strong.
None of them are cloaked in illusion.
No. Several step out in front of you, and you can hear several step out behind.
As they step out in front, I would like go to be like bodyguard like position or something.
Okay.
To protect our leader.
They'll approach Grin. At least a couple of them will step out from the crowd and approach Grin and start talking in drow. Does anybody speak it?
Drow, not undercommon.
Yes, drow.
Okay.
Specifically, elven.
Elven, I mean, Elvish I do.
You do speak Elvish?
Yeah.
You could follow along. He's being shaken down.
Okay.
I keep my head down, but I reach, I put my hand in the cart and grab a hold of an axe.
Okay.
How many are surrounding us?
You see about 15.
What are they asking for?
Gold.
How much?
100 gold apiece.
Oh. For each of them or for each of us?
Each of you.
We got it. I can pay him.
So you're going to pull out gold?
No, I suggest that to Grim.
Okay. He'll pay it out.
Okay.
They'll.
Do they back off after they've been given their what they've asked for?
Sure.
Give the man his money.
All day long. Check, check, check.
So it's what, 500?
It was awful quick.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
I whisper, I don't know if that was a great idea.
Yeah. You guys go ahead. And they'll part and let you past.
I continue pushing the cart.
Fireball!
Why do you think that?
Because they're going to shake us down at the next place that they can shake us down.
They can try then. But.
Because first off, mark off 500 gold because that's only fair.
If I have to.
Yeah, mark off 1/1000th of our
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is that it would... The drow would normally fight and argue over this.
An actual gold pieces that we already currently have that's not item sold. All right, well, I guess we're going to go from 10,750 to 10,250.
Yeah,
we're good.
That's kind of why I had no problem giving up the money. Yeah.
Well, yes, I know, but it's sort of like, you know, if the guy shakes you down on one, well, yeah, we'll see what happens.
We've just proven that we're good marks.
Yes, 100% that's what's happened.
And you just pulled 500 gold out of a pack that clinks a lot more.
It's not true. It's out of my prison wallet. Technically, I'm a turtle, so it was a cloaca.
That's why dwarves roll their coins. It's easy, up, easy storage.
If you pick him up, he rattles.
Couldn't try like to a pick piggy me bank. Up and rattle me.
Like a piggy bank.
There's a good chance I weigh heavier than Metal Man over there.
You guys make your way into Eastmere, and you can find Arbindel's Shadow.
Perfect. Excellent. What is the clientele like in Arbindel's Shadow?
Pretty diverse.
So there is no clear dichotomy of like master and slave, or it exists, or
I mean,
the grouping
is
mingled.
There may be some drow in there, and they may have some slaves with them, but it's not primarily. Actually, no, I don't think there would be.
Devere said anybody would be welcome.
Well, right. I was just saying, yeah. I was just curious. So there's no like, separate sections or two different water fountains or crazy shit like that,
right? I honestly don't think that there would be more drow in there. Grin may stick out quite a bit in there.
Right.
Because it's a diverse group. I mean, there are at least some drow in there, but none in there with slaves.
So
it's likely a watering hole for the slaves, possibly, like some sort of...
or traveling merchants, or, yeah. Or...
The underbelly is enough diversity, probably...
Reading Salvatore for years and everything like that, I never pictured Menzo Berenzin as a diverse city. Mm-hmm. But the way this book describes it, it's not unusual for you to see other races down there trading or whatever.
Sure.
It's not unusual.
It's the same thing that went through my head as soon as I said it.
I will strap on a couple of axes because it makes me feel better.
Yep.
Put my stuff back on, my pack and everything. I'll not light up the glaive because that does seem like it would be a choice.
Yeah.
And belly up to the bar.
You see a halfling hop up on a stool on the other side of the bar, and greet you.
Good afternoon, evening, night, morning, whatever we're at down here.
I'm sorry, I lost some of my notes, and I gotta find it.
I was gonna cast Calm Emotions on you in case you went ridiculous. Mm.
Dalfred Noakes is the name of the halfling. Looks like he's got facial scars and he's missing an ear.
Dalfred Noakes?
Noakes.
Noakes.
He greets you, asks... You looking for a room? Actually, he would probably address Grin, but...
That's fair.
No, actually, I'd probably piss Kira off, actually.
He probably would.
Grab him by the collar. Listen here, Shorty. Question for you.
Easy.
First off, what's the best thing to drink?
Dalfred would look absolutely fucking terrified at you and glance over at Grin. and not know how to respond.
Thirsty. Beer me.
Wait a minute. So this isn't a...
You pour drinks.
You're not slaves.
Sure. Pour drinks.
Okay.
We let them off the leash every once in a while.
We do good on the road. We get beer.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll pour drinks. They have fairly decent wine. They have mushroom stout. They have whatever.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Ertland would have a mushroom stout.
Kind of figured.
He's uppity that way.
I just want an empty mug to hold.
Do Warforged not eat and drink? No? Okay.
Just makes him feel better.
Yeah.
He's just holding a full drink. He's not doing anything with it, but he just has one.
He just wants to feel like part of the group.
I feel like this is one of those places that has like silly shit on the walls.
Shenanigans.
Pieces of flair.
That's what the next guy says, shenanigans.
Okay.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
I just imagined
when he did that, all I could see was the gopher from Caddyshack.
I just like the idea that when we go to clink glasses and drink, the Warforged just intentionally throws it past himself onto the wall.
Oh, man. Okay, so you guys are here. You've got drinks in hand. Are you going to get rooms?
We're looking for somebody.
Who's that?
Kalisa.
Drago. Draga.
Give me an insight roll.
That's natural 20. Insight.
16.
Hey, that's worth a card. Shuffle that shit up. It's always the same fucking cards.
I did.
Okay.
I shuffled them before we started.
A fortunate happenstance. Something in the story useful to you.
We find a person we're looking for. No, that's not the same card.
It's the same card Lucas always draws.
I always draw the same fucking card.
No, I've kept the pile of drawn cards separate. And I keep shuffling the ones that haven't been drawn yet. You got a natural 20.
Mine roll doesn't matter. I'm drinking.
16. Yeah. He says, I don't know anybody by that name, and he is absolutely freaked out that you used that name.
Do you know anybody who distinctly doesn't go by that name?
No.
Because we won't ask for that person anymore, but we'd like to meet someone who is the exact not that name. Can I have another one of these? They're great.
We'd like to see the exact female elf that when does not use that name.
When he says no, is he lying?
Yes.
He is lying, yes. Yeah. He absolutely knows who that is, but he...
I made a shit roll, so really my insight would be to say that name again louder. No. It's... Sorry, the pronunciation's not quite right. Can I have another beer? It's Cal... Just kidding.
Yeah.
Draga.
You guys hang around for dinner.
Yeah,
we were going to, but good. What about Draga?
You gotta spell it out to the idiot over here, short shit.
I'll put out the word for you.
As he's walking away, I'm like, another beer.
Nancy Drew. He doesn't want us using that fucking name.
A half drow comes up and fills your beer as he takes off.
Male or female?
Female.
I'll tip her and say thanks.
Welcome. You guys in town on business?
We just get rewards when we do good on the road.
It's rare. So, you know, when it happens.
And right. I'll just point over to the drow.
I'm not supposed to talk.
Wizard! I can make fire!
Watch me do tricks.
Like Tom Cruise beating on his chest. I have made fire!
Tom Cruise?
Tom Hanks. Whole different film.
No, he jumped on the couch, screamed, I have made fire.
You guys doing anything?
I'm just hanging out?
I'm in a cold.
Waiting for someone to go, I mean, we would get a room, two rooms, whatever seems appropriate.
Okay.
Whatever they have.
Yeah. You can stay.
Stay for dinner.
Get dinner.
Gamble.
Nice hot meal you haven't had for a while. At least several days.
Do they do karaoke in Menzo Baranzan?
Probably not anything you'd know.
I know plenty of dwarven fighting songs.
Yeah.
Just start singing Diggy Diggy Hole.
Yeah.
They have a Battle of Five Armies song.
Yeah, they do.
This will have, and we'll mine till the morning light. She's banging the mug on the table.
During dinner, a drow woman will approach you guys, sit down with a plate, and act nonchalant and be like, what in the fuck are you doing?
Eating. What are you doing?
We're here to see a man about a horse. Wait a minute. Is that the right thing? Is that the code?
The exterminator burns the house down. What do you like on your pizza? The crow cries at midnight.
You came in here throwing that name around?
Yeah.
What? Who even told you I was here?
A mutual guy. From around here, but not here anymore. Said to use the name to find you. Probably didn't really say to use the name outright, but, you know, some people.
Oh, no, he absolutely did.
Oh, 100% yeah. He did.
He also said something else.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I didn't know how dumb I needed to play.
Our mutual friend says they're onto you, and when we're done with our business, you might want to leave with us.
Who's your friend?
He's an archmage.
Probably not a great idea to say his name out loud, because if you thought your name drew attention, this one might be more.
Plus, I think if you say it three times, he appears. Oh, we don't want that.
Candyman Candyman.
His name is known across the realm.
It's a big name.
It's actually a small name.
Well, when written, yeah.
Does he have a house up on that ridge? And she'll point the opposite way across Menza Berenson. You would, as you were crossing the city, you would have seen a high plateau where there were magnificent fucking houses.
I've never been to Menzo Berenzan, but they order the houses by numbers, right?
Yeah.
His family's number one.
Okay.
That's a lot you have been.
Yes, it's called subtlety.
When do we leave?
Which you don't have.
Seeing a man about a horse. Then we leave.
Okay. Is there anything I can do to get us out of here quicker?
Well, we know nothing about you, so what skills do you have? Besides,
and are you
illusion?
What's your app?
How big's your dick?
ASL.
12.
My most important skill at this point is survival.
We could use that.
I've been down here for a couple of years.
What's the name of the mercenary group?
Well, I don't know if you throw that name around either if you're being clandestine.
What do you want us to call you so as to not further draw attention?
I don't remember what the drow name is, but she'll give you a drow name.
All right.
So now she's forever drow name.
Yep.
Okay, kitty. Here's what we're doing.
I'm just going to keep walk through walls?
So our mutual friend who said to pass on this message, he forgot something when he left town. We're going to go pick it up for him. It's not at the family estate, but we got to go pick something up.
I mean, once you mentioned that, once you got across the fact that Gromf pointed out the fact that she was here and that she had been noticed, her eyes are wide. She is like calculating in the back of her head. What do I need to do to get the hell out of here right now?
We can do that, but we gotta stop for him first.
So it's not in the house. It's
in the apartment.
His office.
In his library? Office. There's no way I'm going anywhere near there.
I think that's fair for your survival, but we're gonna go to his office. We're gonna get a thing, and then we're gonna get out.
I don't know how quickly you're able to get out, but I can get us out of here in 12 seconds, so if you want to be within range of us leaving that place to catch a ride, you might want to be close. Otherwise, you're going to be left on your own.
Damn, cold.
Fast talk rule.
Hard agree, but damn, cold.
Hey, I'm letting her know what our plan is. If she wants to be a part of
the group. You're leaving from the office.
Not necessarily, but when we leave, we're leaving from where we stand, wherever that place is.
She'll look at Grin. Like, you're in on this? You haven't told him what's going on? Like, no. Well, first of all, I don't know that you've told Grin that you're planning to teleport out.
No, probably not.
Not at all.
You can't.
Why?
Because they've locked the city down.
With what?
With a lot more magic than you've got.
I didn't say I was teleporting.
There is no magical travel in or out of the city. You also can't perform divination from outside the city in
that there. Much we know is true. Mm-hmm. Huh. Neat.
So if we can't move in and out of the city through magic, how did a magic tunnel make it through the city?
The tunnel's been there for years.
I don't know that still functionally answers my question.
The tunnel is not magic. The tunnel was magically carved with stone shape, but it was done years ago.
Well, that causes a problem.
If my spell is not divination, does it matter?
Huh?
No, the divination just prevents people from looking in.
Got you.
He's just saying you can't magically teleport out.
There's no magical transportation in or out. Yes.
Hogwarts.
Basically, yes.
So we just got to get back to the tunnel. You still do the
unless you're Dumbledore.
Already, I mean, clear across town, that's going to be... I can't imagine we get in and out of Sorcerer and don't cause a ruckus.
I can't imagine that either.
So...
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the state of our exit. Kalesa will mention that the halfling, I can't remember his name, Noakes, Dalford Noakes, has a back door. He can get us out.
But where do we have to meet him for this
here.
Back door? Which is also across town.
It's not that far. It's significantly closer to Sorcerer than anything else that was we were looking okay. on that map.
Do you mind telling us what you were doing here, Clarissa?
Explain it all.
Thank
you.
Wait, the same guy?
No.
That's Blossom. Crap. Forgot all my 90s shows mixed up.
Son of a bitch.
The Lord's Alliance has had me in place keeping an eye on what's the one that Lucas's other character worked for? The Zentarum.
Zentarum, yeah.
And their trade with the with the Drow.
You're not very good at it.
Right here is the Claw Rift where the inn overlooks.
Yeah.
Up here.
No, that it's more in the middle. Right there.
That's
Sorcerer. And we came in on the far upper left.
All three of the academies are up there.
So you said that there's no magic in and out, but can you like magic within?
It's a good question.
I mean, you did you did cast a spell.
No, but I mean teleport. Like, can I?
No,
jump?
It's not about casting spells. It's magical transport.
Yeah.
Can
I jump from one end of the street to the other end of the street?
In all honesty, I don't know. I haven't tried.
It's not a bad idea. You could set up a mushroom.
No, it's a valid question.
You could set up a mushroom here inside. I mean, say, hey, do you have a pot of dirt? Put a mushroom in the back storeroom.
It has to be large, so I would have to grow it here.
Is there an innocuous place to... Can we grow that in a... I don't know. You said it has to be large?
I believe so.
This would be 10 by 10? Large 10 by 10?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. A large or larger inanimate plant within range.
No, there's not anywhere around here you could grow one. And have it be inconspicuous enough for you to leave it.
Basement? To the bar?
No.
Okay.
Attic?
Just the guest rooms.
Your house.
In Plainfield?
Yeah.
But I mean, a guest room, though, like, get a room, we could put it in a room. That would at least, I mean, we'd be at least be much closer.
Is there any limitations on where you can grow it?
The answer is no. Just say no.
No.
Follow the rules.
I'm at least entertaining the idea of it. I'm not just shooting it down.
I do think it's a great idea. Well, if I were Jeff, I would have shut that shit down.
No, there's no real... The only real breakdown between the plant growth spell is whether or not I spend an action or 8 hours.
And what's the difference there?
It's like all normal plants in a 100-foot radius for normal. And then if I do the spell over 8 hours, I enrich the land, so all plants within a half mile centered on the point become enriched for a year.
So it doesn't say anything about growing a 10-foot mushroom?
Yeah, it does. It says exactly growing a 10-foot mushroom. No, it says all normal plants within a 100-foot radius or whatever. Creature, like, it basically makes them larger. And then it basically becomes, like, difficult terrain. So
are there...
it channels vitality into plants within a specific area.
So you've been using this to jaunt around the Underdark, and it doesn't say anything about growing...
It's called plant growth.
Right. It doesn't say you can grow a 10-foot fucking mushroom.
No, it doesn't.
But it doesn't say you can't either.
Instead of doing it all into a 100-foot radius, I've decided to just bring it all into a single spot.
Yeah.
It's just focusing. I focus good.
Yes, and Jeff.
No, it's you guys' job to yes and. It's my job to say that's fucking bullshit.
Too late.
It was your job.
Hand off the pawn.
And you didn't say that's fucking bullshit. All right.
Let's start over. I'll be the cat again.
That's how Lucas reads his fucking spells.
Sure took a page out of Lucas's book, apparently.
I read them when I cast them.
I just chose not to be extremely detailed. To be honest,
we played it that way this long. Okay.
To be honest, the reason why I asked for the staff that I asked for when you gave me the shield instead is because at that point it would have made me making plant growth moot. So then I'd have been like, okay, cool. So we're good. Just didn't work out that way.
Uh huh. Sure, you can grow a 10-foot mushroom in here.
I'm okay with making a long run. What's the other spell that you have? Plant growth and what's
transport via plants.
Just curious.
Which doesn't specify mushrooms either, I'm sure.
No, it does.
Oh, it doesn't?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think I've only planted like 2 mushrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those places, you've had time.
Mm-hmm. Which was Araj, and then...
Well, I mean, the other thing would be is, are there plants anywhere around here?
There is, but it's down basically in the slave pits.
Hmm. Donny Garden.
Which is past where we would need
down
to...
Down here.
We would be running past where our back door is to then use plants to go back to the back door.
Well, we fucked up. Let me see. Hold on. Let's see that spell again.
At this point, you don't even know if it'd work.
Yeah. To get out. Or you mean even work within Gaia. Well, knowing that, I do have
We saw plants when we arrived, right? You said something about mushroom fields.
No. He was asking where the mushroom fields are.
Mm-hmm. No, you said because you said something about mushroom fields and spider webs.
Oh, that's
right.
You did see a mushroom forest. Yeah.
See what happens when I don't drink during games, Jeff?
Yeah.
You said he saw a mushroom forest, and if I'm reading transport via plants, he just has to have seen it before. So we could go back there.
Oh, that is not at all what I thought I read. I think I've got your maligned 3.5 brain half the time. Did there used to be a spell called... There is a... Why is that not there?
What?
What are you talking about?
Schroeder apparently can't alphabet.
No, I did.
What's the name?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Like, if it's in the index and it's in the back...
Well, when I got to the back, I thought I read it wrong. No, it's because there's a little one here and then the text is up here. I was thinking about if we could use Windwalk.
Windwalk would get you across the city.
Yeah, but the problem...
Because it's not magical teleportation. It's not teleportation. It's just increased speed.
Right.
No, I like Windwalk, too. How many people can you Windwalk?
10.
Oh, yeah. That's a great one.
Yeah.
It is a very good idea.
We just fucking fly away from Source Air at a massive rate of speed.
And just go straight back to the tunnel.
Just go straight back to the tunnel and fuck off.
Yeah. Plus, we're not actually using magic to transport in and out of the city.
Correct.
Would Water Walk help us? I can do that.
The problem is we have to pick one or the other because they're both 6 level and I only have 1 6 level slot.
Well, okay. But we don't need to worry about growing a plant here. That gives us a couple of different options to get the fuck out.
All I have is Dimension Door.
I could do Wind Wall.
Apparently it won't work.
No, it'll totally work.
Wind Wall?
We could try.
Windows to the wall?
Something like that.
Wind Wall. Water Walk.
Tommy Chong. Tommy Chong. Toby Chan.
Fucking Charlie Chan.
That's a great fucking part in that movie.
It's also an 8-hour.
We could wind walk inside the tunnel at a high rate of speed.
We could wind walk all the way the fuck back to Araj. Because that's how we traveled to Luskin, remember?
Right. Does it say that you can do it underground? You can do it through tunnels?
Damn it,
I don't know.
Close it.
But you had cards for all these.
Not this high level.
No. Yeah, it's an extra 20 bucks.
No, I just didn't print it because I already had 90 fucking cards. You and up to 10 willing creatures you can see within range assume a gaseous form for the duration, appearing as wisp of cloud. While in this cloud form, a creature has a flying speed of 300 feet and has resistance to damage from non-magical weapons. The only actions a creature can take in this form are dash action or to revert to its normal form. Reverting takes a minute. during which time a creature is incapacitated and can't move. Until the spell ends, a creature can revert to cloud... Or, yeah. Until the spell ends, a creature can revert to cloud form, which also requires 1 minute transformation. If a creature is in cloud form and flying, when the effect ends, the creature descends 60 feet per round for 1 minute until it lands.
Okay, so it's just flight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What kind of casting time is it? Is it just an action?
One minute.
1 minute. Okay.
1 minute. One.
That is a pretty good idea.
It's a very good idea, actually.
Yeah. Those were my two options going in, so.
Okay, any other questions or planning or...
No, I like that a lot.
We have to take a long rest before we go.
You're going to rest here. You've got rooms.
Oh, wait, no. They're both prepared. We had that conversation earlier.
Oh, okay.
I forgot. I've just, in my head, I'm thinking I can only prepare certain spells for certain slots, but that's not how druids and clerics work.
That's not how any spellcasters work.
Gotcha.
You can prepare a certain number of, is it a certain number of spells or a certain number of leveled spells?
I think it's a certain number of spells.
Certain number of spells.
You're right. So long as you subtract one away from another level, you can have 2 6-level prepared.
Yeah. And at this point, the only time I've looked at 6-level spells are those 2 spells. So I should be fine.
Okay. You guys go to bed. You sleep through the night.
No, I don't.
Okay, what are you doing?
Shutting down.
Casting alarm.
Yeah. Down, 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 down.
Yeah, I mean, I don't sleep.
Yes, I know.
Was that old AOL login music?
It's like the Windows shutdown sound.
No, I mean, I do have to, shut down.
For like 4 hours.
For 4 hours. But I'm still alert.
Yep.
I only have to.
Are you doing anything while they're sleeping?
No.
Or do we jump ahead?
Yeah, we jump ahead.
Okay, you guys.
He sits there monitoring the door, Jeff.
Yeah. You guys rest up. You get up, go downstairs for breakfast the next morning. The place is fucking dead. And there's one drow in a big hat sitting in front of the fireplace.
Big hat. It's funny.
What up, Big J?
It's a fancy hat you got there.
It is. It's a wonderful hat.
Who is your haberdasher?
Actually, I can't remember where he got that hat. I know there's a story behind it, and I cannot remember it.
Is he quite mad?
I would love a fancy chapeau.
Well, the hat is nice, but the feather is what really pulls it together. And this, you can't get these feathers.
Feel underdressed.
Is it a peacock feather?
It is not a peacock feather. I can't remember the name of the bird, but it's a predator bird. I can't remember.
It's a California condor.
Nope, not quite. I understand you're looking for a way into the academy.
Well, you were there when we were talking.
No, he wasn't.
I thought he was.
Nope.
Yep.
Where's your hat?
So I've gotten the bare bones explanation from my agents in Luskin. I need to know what the fuck is actually going on. And what you plan to do about it.
We're looking for a thing in a bag. And then leaving with said thing.
Solid plan, really.
We're getting rid of the demon lords. It's the plan.
That's a good plan.
Yes.
How are you pulling it off?
Well, we need the book of the person that started it.
I get that.
That tricky guy.
So that's
what
one
are you
of the
doing with said book?
Using it to reverse the spell.
How? He looks at each of you and says, "I know none of you have anywhere near the level of his magic."
Well,
what are you planning to do with
you
it?
Don't know me.
He's helping. There are several.
You found him?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Why do you think we were in Luskin?
Or new to come here?
All I know is that my agents put you in contact with me.
Well, that was because he put us in contact with your agents.
Sweet.
They're dead.
It's kind of a drow mage pissing contest. Really, we just need the book to make them go away, so...
Why, who's he pissing with?
There are several drow mages.
Several interested parties.
Don't be vague with me.
Trough of piss.
Or you can find your own way in.
All right. I'll give him the name of the guy who's dead.
Sweet. Okay. Be careful with that one. He will... I'm not even going to make you roll insight. He's very interested to hear that Viserion is still around.
Yeah.
How
much is it worth to know where he's at, too?
That might be worth quite a lot.
Kind of figured.
Maybe we can make a deal after we fix the problem.
Why don't we make that a part of this deal?
Let's make a deal!
Right now, he's the one who is trying to make it all go away. So if you get to him before,
oh, no,
then it doesn't go away.
I'm not worried about that.
That's fine. Okay. I'm just making sure that you understand the playing field.
The one who made the mess wouldn't help us fix it, so...
No, well, I doubt he wants anything to do with this at this point.
To be fair, he's helping us get in, so that's about as much help as you can get sometimes from drow mages.
See, I don't care that he's there. I don't care that Vizarin is still alive. It's interesting, but not that important. My concern is that book afterwards.
Ooh.
I don't know if it will be consumed by the spell or not.
Lucas's character would be able to tell you that no, it wouldn't be. He needs it to study to understand how to put the ritual together. It's not a component.
Okay. I have to imagine that...
Is Grin here sitting? Shit.
I'd have to imagine that your friend in Luskin has thoughts about that too.
Asking about Grin, he stopped halfway down the stairs
when he saw Jarlaxle.
When he saw Jarlaxle, he knows exactly who that is, and he's not fucking with him.
Okay, so he's not actually like he didn't follow us all the way to have the conversation.
Oh no, he would eventually, but he.
No, no, we're gonna start playing by drow rules now, guys.
Got you.
Actually, this is as good a time for it to happen as any. Grin flips.
Like a backflip or?
No, like
front back handspring.
You guys have been traveling with him through the city and everything like that. You've seen the look on his face. He loves it here. This is home.
Mm.
And he'll tell Jarlaxle that Vizarin wants to wreck this place. He wants to pull the demon lords in here and let them fight it out. And I don't want to lose my home. I want to be able to come back here.
It's a fair point. We've thought about that.
The ritual that he's putting together, you don't have to do it here. You can do it wherever you want.
That's what Gromp said. Gromp had his recommendation.
You did find him. Okay.
Sure as hell hope so. Otherwise, these passwords are going to... The egg on my face when this password doesn't work, let me tell you.
Well, no, you were very vague with Zarin. You didn't come right out and say, yes, we found Gromp.
Didn't we meet... Did we meet Jarlaxle once before?
Nope.
Nope. Just
his people.
Yeah.
Yep. But we met them in Luskin.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There was a human behind the bar. You'd have seen a nice fancy sword and dagger on him.
Yep. So he's surprised to find that Gromp is alive?
No, he was surprised to find Vizarin's alive. He was surprised that
Gromp or that we found him in Luskin? Like,
yeah. Oh, he was absolutely not letting on anything about Gromp.
Okay.
Until you gave him information saying that you
Correct.
Knew this.
Yeah.
We got to play by drow rules, guys.
Yep.
Lucas, you should be boned up on this. It's like mafia with spiders.
Well, no, but he said, oh, so you did find him. And I'm just like,
Grin.
Grin said that.
Oh,
Grin
said okay. That
Grin because said that. Okay. You guys didn't tell Vizarin.
No.
No.
Everything about that.
Because I don't trust Vizarin either.
Nope. Yeah.
I don't really trust Grin. Sure shit don't trust Jarlaxle. There's not a lot of people in this room we really should trust.
You're seeing things from Grin that you're not expecting.
Sure.
There's a lot more sentimentality towards home and things like that than you've seen in any other drow.
I'm sure he also wouldn't mind selling Vizarin out to take his spot on the Council of Wizards.
Oh, anyways. God, no. He's nowhere near that level, and he knows it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's fair to say, like, we're not going to destroy, like, balance of power and all. Keep this place around.
He's sure. Not been around much. He's new around here.
Jarlaxle would be very against the idea of setting off this thing here.
I think that that's fair. I think that that is under discussion.
If you want my help, no, it's not.
I had no intent to set it off in Menzo Brinzan.
Okay.
Where do you suggest?
Luskin?
I would think not. I'd appreciate not.
He's got a bar there, remember?
He's got a lot more than a bar there.
Yeah. Well, yes. I think the many, many drow who are running the ships is very telltale of that, Jeff.
It is.
So the thing that Veer's building for us, he's building us two things, like a beacon and a bomb, or is that one thing?
It's one thing.
Okay.
The bomb is going to act like a huge drain and pull every demon into this spot.
Okay.
And think he's of it banking as a demon on, lord gravity well.
Yes, he's banking on the fact that the demon lords all hate each other
and they'll destroy each other.
Yes.
Those that are still alive.
Yeah, because we already killed two of them.
Yes, we did. Two. Yeah.
Okay, I can get you in.
Perfect.
I cannot be seen getting my hands dirty in this, though.
Well.
So once you're in, you're on your own.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes.